Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
It's a game that mixes football and golf. And Ireland are on their way to compete in the World Cup of Foot Golf. Father and daughter Joe and Katie Donoghue from Kildare are flying to Orlando, Florida this week to take place in the competition. They'll have to rush home though because Katie begins her Leaving Cert exams on the 7th of June. And they both join us now on the line. You're very welcome, Joe and Katie, to the programme this evening. Exciting times. Joe, I might come to yourself first. And for listeners who aren't familiar with the game, what exactly is foot golf? How does it work?
Well, hi Sarah, thanks for having us on. Foot golf is basically like golf, only you've no golf clubs. Your leg is your club, and you've par threes, fours and fives. So you have to get the ball into the hole in the least amount of shots.
And are you working off a course as big as a golf course?
No, it'd be smaller than a golf course, but it's still big enough, like, you know, but you wouldn't have the same yardage as a golf course. So a par three could be 30 yards, maybe up to 100 yards at the most, you know, and a par five could be 200 yards at the most, you know. It depends on whether you're playing downhill or uphill or whatever, you know, but it's not as long as a golf course.
How did you get involved in it?
Well, I'm a greenkeeper in Highfield Golf Club, and we have a foot golf course right beside it, Foot Golf Kildare. They're completely separate from one to the other. So we started a foot golf course in 2016. And since that, we never looked back, you know. So
okay, and obviously, Katie, you got involved as well. What do you like about it?
I don't know, really. It's just you kind of play it, and you just feel like, oh, like brilliant, like when you're playing it, like.
Okay, well, that's as good a reason as any. So you've got a really busy couple of weeks ahead of you, the two of you, because in 2 days you're off, I think, is it, to the competition, is that right?
It is, yeah. We're going Friday, I think 2:10 is our flight.
Okay.
We're getting in Orlando then Friday evening, and then we have two practice days, Saturday and Sunday, before we have our first individual day Monday morning, so that'll be the build up to that, you know.
Okay, so and you're representing Ireland together as the first father and daughter team.
Yeah, that's the best of my knowledge. Yeah, there's 27 of us going over. So we're not just on our own, you know.
Okay. Katie, this all sounds great, right? But you have your Leaving Cert to think about, and you're coming back on the day the exams start.
Yeah, I am, yeah. How I'm do back you 7th of June.
How do you feel about that? Or how are you going to manage it in advance?
Well, I have all like notes and studying on my phone, so I probably end up just studying while I'm over there whenever I get a chance.
Okay, and how do you feel about that, Joe? Are you nervous about the timing? You know, a delayed flight or something like that?
She wants to do this, you know. So we're just going to have to. It's set in stone now, so we have to do it, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, these are life experiences, and I suppose if you can get the life experience, maybe some things are more important than the Leaving Cert. Some things are more important than the Leaving Cert. Yeah, so the competition then starts Saturday and Sunday. As you said, you've got your practice days. Can you talk us through then the different courses and how it's going to work?
Well, there'll be five courses to practice, but myself and Cahy's in the ladies section and I'm in the over 45 section. So we know we're going to play on an orange course and a white course. So we're just going to practice them two courses first, you know. If we have time, then we'll practice a few other ones. But
It's good, Joe, to have a strategy. Can I ask Katie a serious question? How much better than your father are you at foot golf, Katie?
Not much better now. He's had more experience. Now,
I suppose he's the greenkeeper. Do you wear practical stuff? Do you wear football shoes or runners or what?
You'd wear Astros. You wouldn't. Most courses don't allow you to wear football boots because it'd ruin the course.
Oh, of course, yeah. And yeah. Is this, Joe, a bit of crack or are you taking this seriously?
No, it is. I play it for enjoyment, you know. But there is a competitive side of it as well. Like, you know, you have to qualify for this team in the World Cup. You had to qualify last year, you know. So
you had to qualify out of Ireland or both of you to compete for the World Cup. Is that it?
No, we had to qualify to be on the team to go to Orlando. We had to qualify last year. So lads are fighting tooth and nail to get onto that team, you know. So it is competitive.
Wow. And do you know who you're against? Who's in your group?
We won't know until we get over there. Like, there's over 1,000 competitors.
Yeah, I bet you'll draw England. I bet you will.
Oh, we don't know.
Every single probably. World Cup or European Championships at Ireland and Irish.
Just our luck.
Is there a country that's top in the world at foot golf?
Come on, Ireland. Sorry, is to get that
to be Spanish and Portugal, they're all fairly good now. You know, it's a high standard at the minute. You know.
Okay. So a couple of texts and tweets on this. One person says foot golf sounds. Sounds like swearing on the way home from the dentist. And another person says, it could be dangerous if you stuck your foot in the hole. And I suppose it could, because the hole, presumably, if it's as big as a football, would fit your foot.
Oh, yeah, you can step down into the hole to take your ball out. Yeah, it's 43 centimetres in diameter, so it'd be roughly the size of a small car tire, you know,
come here,
in diameter. But it's only the depth of a ball.
Would you both resort to dirty tricks? Do you use psychology, Joe or Katie, against the other teams?
I never. It's fair play.
You're playing for Ireland now. You're playing for Ireland now. Put away the nice Donoghue streak in you. Katie, what kind of dirty tricks will you employ? Let's say, for argument's sake, you're playing against a lovely English team. You're not going to let the country down, are you?
No, I'm not, no.
So what do you say? what do you say? Your knee looks a bit sore there. Is that it?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's great psychological tricks.
Look at Ronan O'Gara.
Don't listen to him, Katie.
But look at Ronan O'Gara last Saturday.
Okay, well, listen, it sounds like it's going to be very competitive, as you say yourself, Joe, and we'll be watching your progress with a lot of interest.
It will be televised as well. It's going to be live stream. CTV Sports has it. It's a free app.
Lovely.
You can get it on your phone or on a Fire Stick or the computer or whatever, but it's a free app, CTV Sports.
Come on, Ireland.
Well, Joe and Katie Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us to talk us through FootGov, and the absolute best of luck to you both.
Well
and Katie,
done.
Best of luck well to you done. As well in the Leaving Cert. Have you ever tried it? Let us know. 51551.